This is Troy Wagner.
And this is Eric Miller.
We are Ravers for Recovery. And if you're listening to this,
so are you.
How was your day?
How was your week?
We want to hear from you. Go ahead and reach out to us by email, info@raversforrecovery.org. Go ahead and connect with others in recovery by joining our Facebook group. And always stay up to date with the latest news by visiting our website, www.raversforrecovery.org.
And now, on to this week's podcast.
So how was your week?
A good week, buddy, man. I had a real good week. Website's growing. The Facebook page is growing.
Yeah.
There's actually new people on it. Definitely, we got some testimonies. We're doing a new thing now where we got people asking to share their stories, share their testimonies with us.
Yeah. Did he check out mine?
I did check out yours, man.
I didn't know if that was like way too big or what, but you know, my thoughts about that were that if I'm asking people to submit their stories, I should be one of the first ones, if not the first one, to submit my own story. You know, it is pretty full-length detailed, you know, but that's the only way that I could really, I think, get everything across.
Yeah, I don't think that there is a too long or too short. I think everybody's story is special, and it's what you needed to get out. It's what you needed to say, because, and we're going to stress this over and over again, you are not alone.
Not alone.
And no matter if you go to a show, if you go to a friend's house, if you're at school, you're at a job, you know, addicts are one of the strongest individuals on the planet.
Also, we do also want to hear the stories from, there was a member, Maria, that actually, she's part of this group, you know, very strong supporter of Ravers for Recovery. Her herself, you know, she's not in recovery,
she's
an awesome supporter though. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying she's out in the other field where she's using, but no, she's just a supporter. She went through a personal struggle with an old boyfriend of hers, you know, and she went to Alano clubs and she found, or Al-Anon, she actually went to Al-Anon and found those to be very helpful.
Well, you can check out her testimony on the Facebook page as well as Troy's, and I do believe I have a short one on there. I think it's back further down the line, but I do remember sharing a little bit about that. So, shall we talk about this guy?
You know, a lot of y'all know him, a lot of y'all love him, Elenium.
Elenium.
So I brought in this. I brought in the article today that Elenium wrote, a letter to all his fans. Many of y'all have seen that. And Eric, you read it for the first time tonight. What do you think of it?
Again, it's another personal testimony from a great DJ, for one, and from an awesome human being, talking about his overdose and...
talking about how it affected his family also.
His mom.
Specifically his mom and... What a gift. What a gift. There's even a thing on the Facebook page that says the greatest gift that we can give to our families is our recovery.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really respect what he's doing and I like what he's doing. We actually had a chance to sort of contact him this week, so we're hoping we can hear something back and maybe he'll take interest in us and we can actually do a podcast with him. That would be awesome. But, you know, spreading the love through music. You know, music saved his life. It saved many of our lives. Probably will continue to save many, many, many more lives. And
yeah, you know what? I was listening to a mix actually earlier today. No, we're in Cheyenne. We're city guys. You know, you being from Indianapolis, me being from Las Vegas. Before Las Vegas, I was actually in Dallas. Bigger city than Vegas, I think, the whole Metroplex. But... it gets dark out here. You know, it gets dark in our heads sometimes, but also in the city. You know, this next week we're supposed to get like...
13 inches of snow!
But I was doing DoorDash earlier. You know, we still have to work while we grow. We have to do something.
Right.
You know, can't be sitting at home. So, Yeah, I was listening to an awesome mix by Ghetto House Radio. I'm going to actually reach out to them. If y'all haven't listened to them, go ahead and hit them up on SoundCloud or Spotify, Ghetto House Radio. Been listening to their mixes 10 plus years. They have connections with all the DJs, got some great mixes on there. I heard some Cascade, some Illenium, actually, you know, really awesome.
So,
but it got my head to a better place is all I'm trying to say.
So that would be really interesting, it's like from you, the viewers, and listeners for that matter, because we do YouTube and we do our podcast on Facebook. If you could share your story with us, you know, it could be whatever you need it to be. You don't have to be an addict. You don't have to be in recovery. Share your favorite rave show, your festival, warehouse show.
So the way I'm wanting to do the website really is to people that are okay with it, post the stories actually on the website, have a section, member stories, not using any last names.
Right, no need to.
You know, just use the first name.
Anonymity.
How many of y'all can say that? Anonymity.
Anonymity.
But we just want to, you know, also the way I'm going with the website is make it really simple.
Yeah.
Less is more sometimes.
And I think the other thing too is like, you know, we've been reading through them as they've come in and, you know, share them where appropriate. And, and honestly, the ones that really reach out, you know, I would like to get them on the podcast with us if we can.
I would love to have some of the members on the podcast. You know, I need to reach out to more.
We're young. This is, what, our third podcast now, you know?
Right.
We are definitely going through some growing pains.
And we'll definitely be, as we learn and grow, you know, we'll be editing these podcasts probably. We just want to get out there. You know, it's a very important message that we want to get out there to the world. You know, so what I was saying about the member section on the website is we want to have their first name, where they're from, and a favorite festival or two of theirs. You know, that way they have something more to connect with.
I want to share this, and I'm not going to say his name just out of respect for his you know, his privacy. However, one of our members of the Ravers for Recovery page was kind of in a bad spot the other night, last night as a matter of fact. And he needed someone to talk to. He was a few minutes from walking down to the liquor store, you know, and getting a six pack. And he hit me up on Messenger, and I was like, dude, give me a call. And he did. He called me, and we actually FaceTimed, so I actually got to, you know.
So he helped him out.
Yeah, physically interact with
him. What kind
of
feeling is that? That must be awesome.
You know, it's a good feeling. It's part of the service, man. You know, it really is. And I'm not a doctor. I'm just another addict. You know what I mean? But
addicts help addicts.
And, you know, we spent about 45 minutes on the phone, and it was really good to know that we're reaching out and that they could call us.
Oh, totally. It was
really good for them to actually call, because it was almost, you know, it was almost 10:30 at night. There really wasn't another place for him to go, you know. And I was like, I mean, and seriously, if you ever want to call, reach out on that page. I mean, I will talk to you if I can.
I have to say something, you know, because in recovery, the biggest thing about recovery is being truthful.
Mm-hmm. Honesty.
And I need to get better at that, about helping others, about, you know, I can lift their spirits, I can crack a joke or listen to a good song, make the candy bracelets, stuff like that, but when it really comes down to, I don't know the words for it, but like getting there, talking to them, you know, this is the man, this guy right here. I've seen him respond to so many different people, you know, and it is responding, not reacting. That's what we do here in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to give you props on that, bro. I've seen that in the group. I've seen that elsewhere in recovery. It's really amazing.
Nice. Well, he does make really nice bracelets. So, but no, that's good, man. You know, I mean, you don't. To be perfectly honest, man, I was a little nervous because I wanted to say the right things, you know, and every person is different. So, but you know, long story short, got him to write down some positive things. He ended up not going down to the store, and I love him to death for not doing that, man. Because that is the greatest feeling. Because you just, you know, like they say, it's like, you know, one is too many and a thousand is never enough. So
never enough.
But
never enough.
Anyhow, you know, back to that. I just wanted to share that, but you know, the love for the music. Just the shows, the atmosphere. We have some upcoming events, don't we?
Well, no, actually, tonight is, if you're down there in Florida, and I believe it's called Suwannee, they're having Halloween tonight, and I did want to, you know, kind of start off the show with that, but as long as we touch on it,
right.
You know, they do have a clean and sober group over there called Camp Traction. You want to go ahead and find them. Or if you're out on the West Coast, my favorite coast, they are having Escape Psycho Circus tonight. Escape Psycho Circus is one of Insomniac being the same company that throws EDC, Beyond Wonderland, Nocturnal Wonderland, you know, and their clean and sober group, is that what you're asking? Is Insomniac Consciousness.
They're conscious.
Abhishek actually shared with all of us in the Ravers for Recovery group, he shared a map of the site where they're having Escape from Wonderland. And on that map, he also made it clear to where the Insomniac Consciousness group is. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm following them on Facebook group as well, seeing their meetings. I can't wait to be at one. Mm-hmm. It'd be amazing.
And this man right here, he's going to be in Indianapolis. First week of November. I want to say the 5th. I believe it's the 5th.
Where's he going to be at?
Either the Marat or the Pavilion, one of the two. I'm pretty sure he's going to be downtown at the Marat, but look up G9 Collective or Indie Mojo, Matt Ramsey, who runs that, and
we want to get him on soon.
I would love to, but he's a busy man.
That seems to be the issue.
Well, they do the October, which is like basically 30 shows in 30 days.
Oh,
and
wow.
they bring a lot of international people over, and for a small room at the Mousetrap. Love that place, and I think we've been going there, he's been going there for about, Indy Mojo's been doing like nine years, I mean, it's a long-running thing, and it's done wonders for the music community in Indianapolis, and we'd very much love to get him out here to Cheyenne, and hopefully do some collaboration with you, Mr. Ramsey, and...
or us to Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, you know, I mean, I'll be here. I'll go back home for a little bit, you know.
So, also, another big plan that we came up with this last weekend, he drove me out to see the RV that we want to go around and go to all the music festivals, and you know, that's going to be another section of the website. Also, on the website, I want to have a page where it's going to be called Travel.
Mm-hmm.
And a little map of the United States and where we currently are.
We're going to be going.
You know.
And we got a trailer, and we're going to be
EDC. We're
going to work on that in the spring and get that all dolled up and doctored up and painted and maybe put some stickers on it.
If there is anyone looking to be a sponsor.
Yep.
You know, go ahead and reach out to us. info@raversforrecovery.org.
Give one of those like big wraps that go around and do some glow sticks or something on it, or some LEDs and stuff. That'd be cool. And merchandise. We're closing in on our logo. We should have merchandise soon, which is going to be nice.
Finally got my ass around to, pardon the language there, but finally got around to doing some website work. You know, I need to really get on top of that.
Usually works better if all of you is around too.
If all of me.
Not just your ass.
So. Oh, see, now look who's got the jokes.
Yeah, jokes.
But yeah, we're getting a little bit off topic now. We are reaching about that 15-minute mark. We're at 4:35:36.
Anywho, again, you know, you're not alone. Please share your story with us.
I love reading your stories so much. And I love that they help other people. You know, there was one guy, sorry to go a little bit longer, but there was one guy on there that said, you know, I'm not really comfortable with sharing my story, but if there is anyone that needs to reach out to someone, please let them know I'm here. I'm here. There's another member that said he does want to share his story, but to keep him anonymous.
Right.
You know, which, of course,
that's fine too.
We're going to do, of course.
That's fine too. I mean, you can be anonymous.
Not a question about it.
Change your name. You know, I mean, you know, we don't have to use your name on it. That's, I mean, however you want to do it, that's fine. You know, I mean,
just
they can email us or they can share it right to the page.
Just be like an anonymous raver for recovery.
Now, we have to do, should remind them, it is a closed group. Right? So that.
But yeah, but they can request to be a member of it.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that like not everyone can read it. It was just those who were in the group.
So, oh, yes. Yes, yeah, I see where you're going with
so
that.
It's,
yeah.
Not like, it's not like public forum.
Correct. No. Okay, correct. Correct.
Yeah. So it's not
the
like
stories,
it's all, yeah.
The stories are not going, as far as Facebook, the stories are not going to a public forum.
Not into a news feed. It just comes
no.
to the page. But,
yeah. No. But I think on the website, I'd like, you know, just first name, place, where they're from, and their favorite festival or two, you know, or just be like a raver for this city who enjoys EDC and Nocturnal. This is their story.
And big thanks to this man right here and for this letter. We really do and are trying to get in contact with him. We really do believe that we can actually get an interview with him on our podcast and whatnot because he is a
very amazing,
beautiful human being and a great DJ.
Yeah, 7 years. 8 years? 8 years?
7.5, I think.
7.5 years
about
clean.
7.5. Nice. And Chelsea Calhoun.
Wait, this was July 31st, 2018.
Right.
So he has about 8.5 years now. Right.
No, it was 6 years from this day, the 2019
okay.
now, so
okay.
7 years. Almost big, yeah. Almost big, yeah. So, and Chelsea. We have
Chelsea, I know you did message me about, I know you're busy. God, do I know you're busy. And I admire that so much, you know. She kicks ass.
Yeah, she does.
You know, but she did agree to possibly doing a Tuesday or Wednesday podcast with us.
Cool. So, all right, man. Well, we're running about 17 minutes. You want to wrap this up?
My name is Troy Wagner.
I'm Eric Miller.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode of
Ravers for...
You have been listening to another episode of the Ravers for Recovery podcast. I am Troy Wagner.
I'm Eric Miller.
And we are Ravers for Recovery. And if you listen to this, you are too. Go ahead and join the Facebook group, which is growing quickly. You'll find that with keyword Ravers for Recovery. Also, make sure to check out the website. A lot of cool info on there. That's at raversforrecovery.org. Until next time, again, we are Ravers for Recovery.